Hi friends, I'm Jillian, the host of Teach Me How to Adult, a podcast on all the things you never learned growing up. Between landing your dream job, crushing your love life, learning to invest, mastering your mindset, and figuring out how to be happy along the way, there's a lot to navigate. I've learned firsthand that there's more than one way to adult, and it's not always linear. So consider this show my love letter to taking the unconventional route, creating new milestones, and carving out your own version of success. You're right where you should be. So join me every week as I call in the experts for unfiltered, game-changing advice on how we can all live our best lives. Adulting isn't easy, but we got you. Hi guys, welcome back to my new series on the podcast, I'm the Problem, It's Me, where I call bullshit on myself for the self-sabotage and the mistakes that I keep on making. Because it's really easy to talk about all the progress and all the things you're doing to be your best self, but the reality is we fuck up all the time, and that's usually when we learn the most. Okay, so do you guys remember that trend that recently went around on social media, and it was like, show me you at 21, and everyone was sharing fun photos of them and like party photos and travel photos of themselves when they were 21 to their stories. And I wanted to hop on the trend. So I looked back through a bunch of old albums of me at that age, and whew, holy shit, was I ever confronted with a tidal wave of self-hate. It made me so deeply uncomfortable and judgmental and shameful of how I looked and how I dressed and how drunk and sloppy I was in all of these obnoxious photos and just how obnoxiously I talked and captioned everything and how I was posing, how hard I was trying, how overly sexualized I made myself at this time in my life, and just basically how disconnected I seemed to be from who I am and what I believe in now and how gullible I was. It just brought me back to like how much time I wasted on the wrong people and investing in the wrong things. And it really like plunged me into this spiral of remembering how much I used to oscillate between being an overachieving nerd and a wild, fun-loving 20-something-year-old. And I just couldn't seem to find the balance. I was always on one side or the other. And I'm, as a person, very much somewhere in the middle of that. And I felt a lot of judgment and embarrassment for that person that I used to be as I was going through all of these photos of myself and having these like flashbacks of that time in my life. I really started to revisit in this rabbit hole all of these previous versions of myself, and I was being so mean to them. And then I realized that the current me is the problem, not these past selves. My 21-year-old self was doing the best I could with what I knew and what I believed at that time and what everyone around me was doing and what was normal for me. I was being normal for that era. And I think that we set unrealistically high standards for ourselves, and then we have so much self-criticism when we can't meet them. And it's really easy to be critical of your past self because hindsight is 20/20. So what I know now is not what I knew back then, and who I am now isn't who I was back then. So the only problematic thing is current me hating all of the Jills that came before this one. And that's something that I really want to work on because I've been harboring a lot of discomfort and a lot of lack of love and compassion for who I used to be. And if total love and acceptance towards parts of ourselves feels impossible for you, if you're looking back and being like, there's no way I can condone who I used to be, like, I can't stand that person, we can at least try to aim for neutrality, which is something that I really want to do. Like, I don't want to relive eras of my life where I don't feel good about myself and who I was, but if I can feel neutrality towards them and acceptance towards them, I feel like that's a huge jump towards accepting myself wholly. And there's a really great quote from Annie Mueller that I love that really captures this. Self-acceptance is not feeling good about yourself. Self-acceptance is choosing to treat yourself well when you don't feel good about yourself. That's such a great mindset shift for me because I think we feel that we have to completely love ourselves in order to treat ourselves well and be our best selves. But it's treating ourselves well even when we're not necessarily proud of what we're doing and how we're being, or of, you know, actions and decisions and mistakes that we made. If you can still show up for yourself and treat yourself well, that is self-acceptance. And another amazing modality for this that's worked for so many people is inner child work. And I've tried inner child work in the past in therapy, and it really didn't resonate with me. I hated it. I felt so uncomfortable, and I couldn't get in touch with past versions of myself. I couldn't feel the compassion. I was just like, no, let's just focus on right now. right now feels fucked up. I don't want to go into the past. But I want to try it again, and I feel ready because I think it really helps us create more compassion for all of the versions that it took to get us here, to where we are now. And I think it's a missing link for me that would really help me with my confidence, with my self-acceptance, with self-love, to stop being so hard on myself for who I have been in the past. It's not like I was a freaking crazy person. I was always like pretty morally upright and never got into too much trouble, but seeing who I am now and how much I've evolved and looking back then at this, you know, person, like my nickname was Blackout Burner. It's not a vibe. It's not who I want to be. But at the time, I had to go through that to experience it and become who I am now. So I'm really committed to trying a few tools to work on this. And if you also struggle with accepting yourself and kind of like forgiving yourself for who you've been, or if you like hold some resentment towards yourself for past mistakes, past versions, I hope you will try this with me. I think these are some tactics that could really help. So the first one is I have started to write letters to myself at different ages or different stages in my life where I feel resentment and shame and discomfort towards those times of my life. A lot of people journal, and I think that's really great. I know a ton of people who journal about their past and their present and all of their feelings, but I sometimes find it hard to like really tap in because I start trying to make it a good piece of writing. I can't just like brain dump. I start editing myself and trying to tell a story, and journaling sometimes, unless there's a specific prompt or unless it's very guided, I can just struggle with a blank page. So I find that writing these letters to my past self can really help me tap into more vulnerability and compassion and just like actually being present in that moment of writing. So I might write a letter to my 14-year-old self who wasn't true to who I was at the time and who was just desperately trying to change to fit in and to feel like I belonged with everyone else, and betrayed myself a lot in the process. And writing a letter to my 20-year-old self for getting too freaking drunk all the time and being a bit of a waste case and just accepting that it was normal to always be hungover and to be pulling all-nighters and just like a little bit of self-destructive behavior that's really normal for those college years, but that don't align with me and who I am and who I want to be. So trying to kind of like forgive myself that unfortunately was a bit of a rite of passage that we all, most of us probably went through, and it doesn't resonate now, but at the time it did. And so I have to accept myself for that and give myself a bit of freedom to go through all of those different eras. I'm also writing a letter to my 23-year-old self for accepting a toxic relationship that was brutal and that I knew was bad. And I knew it was bringing up the worst in me, and I knew that I wasn't being treated well, and I accepted it because I didn't want to be alone. And I feel so much shame for that because I've come so far and I feel so confident in who I am now and so okay with being alone that I will never accept being treated poorly and being cheated on and all of these things rather than being alone. I'll be alone for the rest of my life if I don't find the right person. I'm fine with that. But at that time, I was settling because I was just scared of loneliness and being left behind. So I have to give some compassion to that person who at the time did what she thought she had to do and learned a lot from it. And to that point, the next exercise is to write down what I learned from these different eras of my life. So that shitty relationship era, I learned a lot about how I need to treat myself the way I want other people to treat me first and foremost, and show them that and never accept less than that. I learned to really get comfortable with my own company and to be confident in myself on my own so that I would never accept poor treatment from someone else just so that I could be with someone. Huge learning era. Also, all of those like sloppy, silly, drunken nights taught me a lot about how I want to drink responsibly and who I want to be now. So instead of looking at all of those things as these like pointless mistakes, I've now started trying to write down what I learned and how those things propelled me to the knowledge and kind of the state that I'm in now. Because we don't learn from everything going perfectly. We don't learn from that at all. We have to fuck up and go through shitty things, unfortunately, for us. Like that's the greatest teacher in life. So tracking those things can kind of like rewrite the narrative that like, oh, I was a fuck up, or oh, I shouldn't have done this, and put us into a state of thank God I went through that because look where it got me. And then this third strategy that I've been trying to do for a little while is speaking about myself as though I am a dear friend or even a little sister. And I've been doing that a lot about my present self. So if I'm feeling not good about how I showed up in a situation, or I'm feeling nervous for, you know, a big opportunity, I will try to like give myself a pep talk as though I'm a good friend. But I want to apply it more to my past. And so I want to look at that 21-year-old who is acting like a dumbass and be like, okay, but if this was my little sister, but I'd be like, hey, you're a dumbass. No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, you know what? I think we can reel it in a bit. And I think you've had a lot of fun and you've tried a lot of things. But like, you know, let's make sure you're taking care of yourself. But also don't be hard on yourself. This is the age that you're in. This is the era that most people go through. And there's no need to beat yourself up about it. You are just part of a culture right now where this is the norm. So be kind to yourself and take a step back and decide, do I want to participate in this? Do I not? But bullying yourself isn't going to get you anywhere. So I'm trying to take a bit of a little sister approach to these past periods of my life where I can be really hard on myself. And then last, I also saw this one on social media and it was really sweet and it resonated and really kind of made me tear up. And I was like, okay, I think I'm going to try this. And maybe this means I'm ready to do some inner child work again. I saw people posting like childhood photos of them on their mirrors or in their bedroom where they get ready just to remind themselves that every time you're cruel to yourself, you're being cruel to this like little girl that you're seeing. So I have a few photos of myself from when I was a little kid, a teenager in my 20s, and I have found them and I'm going to post them up and just try to expose myself consistently to these past versions of myself and then think kind, encouraging thoughts and thank them for who they were and who they tried to be and how they got me to where I am, rather than looking at them and criticizing how I looked, how I talked, how I acted, what I wasn't. That's such a negative way to approach ourselves. So I'm really trying to approach myself more from that compassion and looking at those past selves and remembering some of the good times and being kind to myself for who I was and who I am now. Those four things feel really doable to me, and I genuinely think I'm going to come out on the other side after I've really dived into these things with way less self-hate and way less self-judgment and probably more confidence in who I am and how I got here, because I've changed a lot, especially in these last few years. And we're supposed to change. We're not supposed to be who we were 10 years ago. Change is good. But I don't even feel like I'm becoming a different person. I actually just feel like I've become myself again. And that's a really beautiful feeling, to feel like I've now matured and aged to the point where I'm returning to my truest self, if that makes sense. Like the self you are when you're a little kid before you care what people think and before you're, you know, conditioned to act a certain way. But part of that becoming has meant being many different people over the last few decades. And I'm still learning how to love the versions of me that guided me to the one I am now. And I'm also still learning that adulting is basically just losing and even grieving every version of ourselves that we once were so that we can become who we are now. And I'm very much recognizing how I am being the problem when I'm bullying my past selves. And it's easy to do, and I think a lot of us do it, and a lot of us feel this shame bubble up when we look at these old versions of ourselves that no longer resonate. And if we can approach with more compassion, I think it's a huge game changer. So let me know if you guys are going through this and if you have come out on the other side with acceptance and love, or if you're still in the trenches on it. And I think we can all feel a whole lot better together if we try these things. So hit me up if you're going through this, and I'm cheering you on. We all deserve all of the self-love in the world. Love you guys. You got this. There you have it, friends. Thanks for listening, and make sure you're following along on Instagram at Teach Me How to Adult Media and on TikTok at Teach Me How to Adult. If you like what you heard today, it would mean so much if you would subscribe and leave a comment or a rating. It really helps us grow the show. And if something in this episode really resonated, text it to your friends or screenshot it and share it on social. Wherever you are in your adulting journey, just remember, you're not alone. My DMs are always open and I would love to hear from you. So hit me up with any topics or guests that you would like to hear about. See you next time. Bye.